To support the new show, visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Thank you. It's Monday, news listeners, and of course, time for your Monday installment of the BTN News Show. Hope you enjoyed your weekend. For a lot of our U.S. listeners, it's Labor Day, so you're still enjoying yours. Yes, it is the 5th of September, 2022. Got the highlights of the best technology news that went on over the weekend, and we'll get you caught up on it now in less than 5 minutes. All right, first thing we need to do, it's Monday, update Chrome. I mean, really, go update it now. Google has released an emergency patch for what they're calling a very serious security issue. That release being 105.0.5195.102. And this is to address the vulnerability, which is tracked as a CVE-2022-3075. And for those of you that don't speak numbers like myself, that's actually a security flaw which relates to data validation in the Mojo runtime libraries. Now, those of you keeping count, this is actually the 6th patch for a zero-day vulnerability to be released this year from Google for the Chrome browser. And even though Google's saying this is a must-need install for security fixes, they're not really giving much info beyond that. So we're gonna have to take them at their word for it. Best to be safe than sorry. Meta and Qualcomm. Feeling the love together, apparently. At least for VR ambitions. The two companies have actually signed a multi-year agreement, and they're promising to team up with a custom version of Qualcomm Snapdragon XR chips for the future roadmap of Quest products. And of course, other devices too, at least according to Marky Mark and the Zucky Bunch over there. Now, the deal with Qualcomm is showing that Meta's upcoming headsets, some of which we're hearing will be very high-end, apparently will not run completely customized Meta-designed silicon. Even though their competitors, you know, Apple, Amazon, heck, even Google, are veering in that direction. It's actually a complete 180 from what we were hearing in April of this year. Meta apparently had employees working on semiconductor fabs and were producing, at least for testing, physical chips. Maybe that testing didn't go so well, or maybe they're feeling they can't keep up with demand. Regardless of what the issue may be, or the change in decision anyways, looks like Mark Zuckerberg's metaverse will be powered by other manufacturers. And finally, can't get enough of USB? Here comes another version. Not that we really need one, but you know, at the end of the day, what the hell. Yep, get ready for USB 4 2.0. If 40 gigabits per second ain't enough for you, trust me, it kind of is for me and probably for most people, 80 gigabits just sounds twice as better, doesn't it? Yes, the USB group has announced the second generation of USB 4 doubles maximum transfer speeds. However, though, don't worry, it's actually backwards compatible, so we're not going to have to be super investing in stuff. And heck, if you're using USB 3.2 or 2.0, wow, that seems like eons ago, it's also going to work with those ports too. Now, this is a pending release from the USB promoter group when they announced the version 2.0 specifications, but we probably won't be waiting too long to actually see it at the consumer level. And even though we didn't get a release date of when 2.0 will be hitting us, according to Brad Saunders, who's the group's chairman over there, the new standard should be hitting the mainstream sometime in 2023. If you got a story and no one else is listening, send it to us, britishtechnews@gmail.com. The official website for all of BTN content, of course, britishtechnetwork.com. New postings of the Mac Show, actually two new Mac Shows up there for you. Brand new Big Show up there. And don't forget to check out the past episodes as well as the Mac Show, the Big Show, and the Photo Show too. Find us on our social media places, Facebook at British Tech Network. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. And come by the community and join in the fun today at britishtech.slack.com. The new show, back at your way for your Tuesday edition tomorrow. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that's going to be going on. But until then, hope you have a great Monday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening and supporting the new show.